Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about buyers beware, property pitfalls in Singapore. I have the inspiration to pen this topic after reading this article in the Straits Times. Two investors in Ng Yu Zi Bonsai Scheme died because of pressure from case, private banker, dated 28 November 2024. This is an ongoing court case regarding how this 1.5 billion nickel trading scam had dumped 947 investors of their funds and 481 millions was channeled to Ng personal bank account and used to finance his lavish lifestyle. This case involved many reputable people, some of whom are financially savvy investors to prominent individuals from fund management to the legal circle. Their losses are not small change. They are easily cheated millions as reported. This brings me back to a question. If financially trained individuals can kena investment scam, what about property investors? Will they kena property scam too? Think about it if I talk sense here. Here, I don't want to use the word scam. I think it may not be appropriate in today's context. Let me rephrase my words. What about property investors? Will they fall into property pitfalls too? Hence, in today's video, I will share about 3 kinds of property pitfalls that many do not knowingly fall into. If you have money to burn, that is by all means. But if you don't have much to burn, I think you better watch on. And listen attentively if I talk sense here. If you think I have enriched your property journey so far by following and watching all my videos, appreciate the likes, share and comments. I spend many hours doing it. It's not easy to create content all by myself. Without further ado, let's go. If you are actively looking into learning about property or want to buy a property, I think the first step is to learn from others. This can be done via books, watching online seminars, watching YouTube like this channel, or even paying to learn some property knowledge via property seminars. This is the part I know many newbies investors are very eager to attend. As long as there is a property seminar teaching about making money from it, their eyes will be glittering with passion, like going to Singapore Pool. The interesting part about such seminars is that they usually have an agenda. It's either to sell you a certain product or a certain secret strategy to make more money. Come on, don't tell me by adopting such a strategy, she'll make you a windfall. I seriously doubt so. Suppose the cost fees for selling such courses are in the low hundreds, just like what my company is doing on a regular basis. Then this is okay. I think paying such an amount is value for money, for the education, content, and course material. Then this makes sense. However, this is the part that is a cause of concern. Some property seminars are not cheap to begin with. They will ask you to sign up for a 3-day course in a hotel for XXX dollar. Plus, if you sign up now, it's only YYY dollar. In addition, they will invite you into their private circle of community where they will share trade secrets between themselves. Some call it the exclusive club, or some VVIP membership. Here, LLV talk so much on YouTube for what? Correct. Maybe I should start selling courses and invite you to my exclusive club, which I call it Tiananmen KTV Club. Say LLV doesn't do YouTube anymore and start selling courses. One person sign up for my course, I charge you $3,000. 100 people who attend my 3-day masterclass will generate me easily $300,000. If I manage to hold such a course for 3 times a year, my dear friend, this is easily close to $1 million. Let me minor away expenses for holding it in a 5-star hotel, say $100 per pack per day. This will only cost me $30,000, minus another $70,000 for other expenses and advertising fees. This means I will make a cool $200,000 in profit before taxes, just for one course. Assuming 20% of those who sign up for the course take action and commit to an overseas or local property through me, I'll also take a cut from the commission. This means money make money. And the best part, you all call me Sun. Anyway, for those who have attended such a course before, appreciate if you could share your experience with us. What did you learn? Is it really useful to you? And most importantly, are they really top secret that I don't even know? What is a loss-making property? Here, there are many definitions to it. The first instance is buying an overpriced property during the onset. You hold it after SSD and hopefully can flip it for a pretty profit. But when the property hit the resale market, it seems that it's very difficult to sell. viewing inquiries are very few, and it seems half of your neighbors are also selling. You hold and hold, and someone spoiled the market by selling it at a loss. One after another, investor cut losses and dispose of them away. The market recalibrates itself, and making any profit is a distant away. Now, it's your turn. Should you cut losses and move on? Or should you stick with it till it recover again? Or will it even recover? Deep in your heart, you wonder if you have fallen into a property pitfall. Anyway, you wouldn't tell people. Too malu to share with others already. The second way to lose money is by buying a property that has poor resale value. I believe I have mentioned this in my videos a number of times. They can be found not only in residential, but also in office, industrial to strata title retail space. When savvy investors enter, they assume they got a good deal. Freehold, prime location, next to an MRT station, a lifestyle property, and so on. They just whack. But what they didn't realize is that such properties are not appealing to resale buyers or even investors. Some are even bought at a premium, and this means the rental yield is a disappointing low. The next investor wouldn't want to commit knowing that they can get a better deal elsewhere. This only points in one direction, a declining asset prices. The last instance where a buyer can lose money is buying at the peak of the property market. Let's face it, if you enter at a high, obviously you have paid a premium. And then when the market falls, this means your property value will correct downwards. Here, it's very difficult to time when is the peak and when is the bottom. Let me share with you an illustration. This is like car COE. Currently, the Cat A COE is hovering around 90,000 in the 20th November 2024 bidding exercise. Will it go up? Will it come down? With an influx of 20,000 more COE from February 2025 onwards, what does it mean for COE prices? Will it drop to 50,000 or 70,000? Nobody knows. However, for those in the car trade, they are savvy enough. They can tell when is the right time to enter, when is the time to hold back and wait for dealers to offer COE rebates. That is why in today's property market, even the most intelligent can also be outsmarted by the market. That is why there will always be winners and losers. Hopefully, it will not be you. Obviously, need no introduction. These are rental scams. How does this work? Well, you found a property listing from some social media platform or from some fishy group chat. The property is too good to be true. For example, a 3-bedroom condo in central Singapore is going for $3,000 instead of the usual $5,000. You saw the unit by yourself. Apparently, the property agent is late. You ask for the owner verification. They send it to you. You ask for an agent ID to verify their identity. They also send it to you. Everything looks so perfect. You sign on a real tenancy agreement. All looks so legit to you. You transfer the upfront rental, plus the deposit, and even stamping fees. All in all, easily close to $9,000. You continue to engage a landlord agent asking about the takeover date. Unfortunately, you can't reach the agent. The phone line is no longer in use. You panic. You check the ID via CEE website versus the agent phone number. It is different. You check the home ownership. Yes, it's a real person. You manage to track down the landlord. But he said he already rent out the place to someone else. You call the property agency. They reply that you were involved in a rental scam and advise you to lock a police report. The IO you spoke with said the chances of getting back your $9,000 is very slim, as the funds has already been transferred out of Singapore jurisdiction. You feel stupid, you feel cheated, but you count yourself lucky that many others like you also fell prey to such. Anyway, the above is a real case scenario that recently happened to someone I know. Unfortunately, the same situation appeared again and again for unsuspected tenants. Anyway, I think I came across such fishy tenants. I got a feeling they are targeting private listings that are easy to rent out. Those rental fall around 3,000 to 4,000 range. They are easygoing foreign tenants. They seem to be renting the property on behalf of someone else. It looked too fishy to be. For the few work permit holder to pay $4,000 a month in rent for a year lease, I think this is a red flag. For fellow colleagues doing rental, I think it's important to filter out such sleazy kind of inquiries. The above pitfalls are not exhaustive. There will also be resurging of old patterns into newer ones, like selling you overseas timeshare property to owning a small percentage of a bigger property and so on. sorry ho, most of these kantao are not regulated by MAS or other government agency. So when you lose money, don't cry father mother. Please do your own due diligence. Singaporean must be savvy enough to spot such pitfalls. Consult a friend or talk to people who are familiar with such product. Who know, some of them are already brainwashed into it, like paying 10,000 for those health mattress. Here, if you have difficulties understanding such product offering, you may like to consult me. Maybe I can give you a pointers or two so that you can safeguard your retirement funds. In return, share with me some property lobangs. I'll be more than grateful to you. That's all. I hope you've enjoyed my videos once again, and see you in the next video.